This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump met at the White House on Monday with one of the five women on his list to replace Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died of cancer Friday at age 87. Mr. Trump has said he would announce his nominee after funeral services for her later this week, but he has floated the names of three women he appointed to judgeships during his term in the White House. The president mentioned Amy Coney Barrett by name, along with Barbara Lagoa, as he spoke to reporters before boarding his Marine One helicopter on the South Lawn. He did not confirm meeting with Barrett on Monday, but told reporters he might meet with Lagoa later this week when he travels to Miami. Both Barrett, a 48-year-old Midwestern Catholic, and Lagoa, a 52-year-old Cuban-American from Florida, are conservatives whom Trump appointed to federal appellate court judgeships in recent years. Also Monday, in remarks to reporters, the president called on the Republican-controlled Senate to vote on a confirmation of his Supreme Court pick before the November 3rd election. "I'd much rather have a vote before the election," Trump said. "We have plenty of time to do it." This is a reversal from the position he took 4 years ago when a Supreme Court seat became vacant in the final year of former President Barack Obama's second term, when he said the president following Obama should make the next pick. Former Vice President Joe Biden, the Democratic nominee hoping to prevent Trump's reelection, has said the victor in the November election should make the court selection after being inaugurated for a new White House term in January. And services for Justice Ginsburg will be held later this week in the U.S. Capitol building and one more next week during her internment at Arlington National Cemetery. You're listening to VOA News.